Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. Where are we at? Is there a regime change? No. Have we confiscated the enriched uranium? No. Are Iran's proxies no longer influential in the region? Yes, they are. They still are. Have we destroyed Iran's ballistic missile capability? No, we have not. Trump is claiming through Hegseth this morning that this is a tremendous victory, that there's been a regime change, and that basically Iran is begging for peace. So we're gonna take a look at that. This is P.T. Barnum at his best, and there's no doubt about that. None of these things have been achieved, as again, all of these things have been claimed as why we went to war. And so none of those objectives have been achieved, and yet Iran is in control of the Strait of Hormuz, right? So what has happened here is Trump has, through Pakistan for some time, been putting out feelers, right? Sent him a peace 15-point plan, which, of course, Iran rejected, and then has given their own, their 10-point plan, right? And nothing has changed. This is the same 10-point plan. So what happened yesterday, and there's some information that China might have been involved with this a little bit too, but what happened yesterday is Iran, yeah, responded to the feelers that Trump had put out through Pakistan, and they responded with the same 10-point plan they gave about 3 weeks ago. So nothing has changed there. They didn't fold on anything. That's what they put forth, and now Trump is saying that this 10-point plan is workable. We'll see what that is, and that there's going to be a 2-week ceasefire. But we have to look, where are we at right now? So our military bases in the region are absolutely a mess. They can't even eat in the chow halls at any. I mean, they really messed up our military bases to a great. Now look, there is no doubt we've done a lot of damage. Is the Navy gone? Yeah, check. Great. Fantastic. They didn't have much of a Navy to begin with. Is their Air Force gone? Yeah, bravo. Okay. Does any of that really matter? Because they still are in control of the Strait of Hormuz. Why are they still in control? Because we do not have the power. If we had the power, then we would just, right? They wouldn't be in control of the Strait of Hormuz. But they are in control of the Strait of Hormuz, and that is their weapon that they have. It's not air forces or navies or anything like that. They have a lot of drones, they have a lot of missiles, they have long-range missiles, they have all kinds of stuff. And yes, that stuff has been damaged, but it is still intact. Regime change, really? They have the same president, they have the same foreign minister. His son is now, you know, regime change means that governmental structure is no longer intact and it is replaced by a new governmental structure. Not merely that you change some of the faces within the same regime. This is if you're falling for that, man, you're pretty gullible, man. That is not a regime change. that's you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, is what that is. So they're pissing down people's backs and you know, acting like it's raining, and Trump always spins it as a victory. He's got to find a way to get out of this. He's got to find an off ramp. And he has to find a way to spin it. So what does he mean that this is workable, this 10-point plan? Because what is included in this? One, that they hang on to their enriched uranium. Oh, that's workable now? I see. That all the first and second tier sanctions be lifted and all of the international restrictions be lifted. Huh. Okay. This is just—it's incredible. It's a pure joke, and I can't—I'm shaking that people fall for this kind of shit. Israel has been severely hit and hurt. They didn't expect to get hit that hard. I watched our carrier groups get backed off. Right? What happened was is they didn't think Iran was going to hit back that hard, and they backed us off. Yeah, we can bomb the hell out of them, but something happened with those carrier groups that they moved them, that they no longer wanted to risk. Look, I was on the John F. Kennedy, okay? I was a blue shirt and a flight deck director F-18s and F-16s. We had other planes like that, okay? And when I heard that some of these drones that they had sent off on the Abraham Lincoln got really close to where a helicopter had to take them out, something was really, really weird. That they, I can't imagine even them getting that close. It was just weird. And I don't know all the information, and neither do you, and nobody does, because it's all foggy, right? The fog of war. But I do know something happened with our carrier groups where they got, if they weren't hit, it came damn close enough to where we backed off a little bit. So I watched that happen. The radar units that have been taken out, our airplanes have been taken out. So it's costed us a great deal, and it's now interrupted the economy of the world. The spin machine is just on here, just absolutely incredible. So, no, they're not screaming. I'm sorry, Iran is not. Do you know who you're dealing with here? These are devout religious fanatical people, man. These, oh my God. So that's where we're at, right? That's where we're at today. The regime has not changed. Their proxies are still in operation. They still have missile capabilities, for sure. You know, we're claiming that they have no air defense whatsoever, and they shoot down an F-35 and a couple helicopters, and you know, it's incredible, man. The lies that are coming out of both sides, no doubt about it, but definitely on our side as well. You know, the talk about Iran being a threat for the last 47 years. You know, if my memory serves me correctly, in 1953, our CIA was involved with a coup and overthrew their government because their government didn't want British Petroleum, British corporations and American corporations being in control of their oil. And that didn't seem to bode well with us. So, you know, we did a little coup there and brought in the Shah, who was the guy was brutal to his people. You know, that's why they had a revolt in 79. You know, I'm not for radical Islam or any religions. All of this is for religion, so I'm not in support of a religion. But, you know, that's what I remember. And, you know, we've had sanctions on them for, what, 20 years now? Something like that. Israel has done all kinds of assassinations and sabotage and all kinds of things with these people. I actually have some in-laws that are Persian and live in Iran. You know, it's not Iraq. It's not Afghanistan. It's not the same place. They're not the same people. They're pretty progressive. So, yeah, he got into this war, you know, which makes me think, why did he do this? You know, things were going, you know, he said he wouldn't. This is the exact same. This is what he said he wouldn't do. He's pissed off so many of his own. He's lost the independent voters, pissed off a lot of Trump supporters. He's going to maintain that 8 to 12% radical base. You know, he probably could murder somebody on Fifth Avenue. Nobody would say, though that particular group of people wouldn't say anything about it. But, you know, boy, did he get into a mess here. And I think he thought it was going to be like a kind of a Venezuelan type deal there. And he could go down as champion and secure the midterms and all that. I really do. I think he rolled on bones, and it did not turn out at all the way that they figured. So now it looks like Iran could be, and this is why, if this is the case, if we're going to have negotiations about this 10 points that Iran put out, you know, security guarantees, reparations, which I could see them, if Trump's going to work a deal here, here's what he's probably going to do. He's probably going to approve the reparations, and he's going to have the Saudis pay for it. He's going to do some kind of joint thing where we make money as well on the tolls on the strait, and going to allow them to have control of the strait, which they never had. The sanctions off, this would be a great win-win-win. The regime would be able to participate on open markets for the first time in 47 years and be able to make billions and billions and billions of dollars in oil revenues and to sell their product at fair market values, maintaining an income and the power of some sort of control of the Strait of Hormuz, not giving up their enriched uranium, maybe they're going to come to some kind of agreement to where it's not going to be so enriched, but it's going to be for power like they've been maintaining for a long time. And as far as I know, our intelligence has said that they weren't seeking nuclear weapons. That's what our own intelligence had said. That's what most of the world intelligence have said. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just telling you what our intelligence is. Our own intelligence. Trump said they were full of shit, and he went with Assad, and he went with the Israeli intelligence. So this would be a win, I would think, wouldn't it? For Iran and not for us. That's how the rest of the world is looking at this. They've seen us get backed off, right? That's what Russia watched. That's what China watched. Yeah, we can bomb the hell out of a lot of stuff, but bombing the hell out of a lot of stuff doesn't mean that you won the war. You know, Iran didn't invest a lot. They haven't had much of an air force or a navy. That's not where they invested their money. They invested their money into the missiles and into the drones, those other vessels that can close the strait, underwater drones and all of those kinds of things. That's where they, you know, and kind of changed war. This is interesting to watch now, the unmanned war, right? The use of these inexpensive unmanned vehicles against the Tomahawks and all of these other interceptors and all of these other million-dollar weapons. This is not a sustainable war, this type of war anymore, right? You can't drop all of these armaments because it takes, you know, two or three or four of these million-dollar weapons that take down a $50,000 drone. That's what we learned here. I think Iran has exposed a weakness in this old-school World War II, not mass bombing, went from mass bombing to precision bombing, but it's the same old World War II kind of victories, you know. So they're going to tout out, you know, all the faces of the people of the Ayatollah and all of the generals and people that politicians that were killed and spin it that it is regime change when it's really not. Like I said, Donald Trump, if you take P.T. Barnum and John Gotti and mix those two things together, then you come up with a Donald Trump character. So we'll see what's going on. This isn't any peace deal. There has been no negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. This has been through intermediaries in Pakistan. And it has, make no mistake about it, it has been the Trump administration putting out the feelers, right? Putting out deals to the Iranians. It wasn't the Iranians that caved in because Trump threatened to wipe out their civilization. This is a show. This is a P.T. Barnum show. That is not what happened here. Let me know your thoughts. You know, let me know your thoughts. All I know is that, you know, we don't have enough money to help my buddy Jad, who worked his whole life, get a hip replacement. And I know a lot of veterans walking around with no teeth in their fucking head. And, you know, we don't have enough for this, and we don't have enough for that for our own people, and yet we got billions of fucking dollars to drop bombs on people that just, I'm sorry, man, I don't see them as having been a threat to us. I just don't see it, never have. That's my two cents on this. It has nothing to do with Trump. I'm against this war. I was against the last war. We've never recovered from 9/11, man. We have never recovered from 9/11. And all of those years that we got drained in Afghanistan is the same thing that happened to Russia. It's Alexander. Throughout history, okay? We got drained, man. Some people made a whole shitload of fucking money. But I remember sitting in my grandma and grandpa's house with my Aunt Phyllis arguing about a regime change in Iraq and all of that shit. Now, I remember my aunt sitting there saying that within 6 months, they're going to be eating hamburgers. It's going to be over quick, right? Well, here we are, huh? Decades later. And the Taliban is in control of Afghanistan. And Iraq is a mess. All of that for absolutely nothing. And they keep selling the same fucking war every single time. They keep selling the same war. And because the American people are generally a massive bunch of fucking political idiots, and I'm sorry, you are. You put more mental effort into your sports fucking teams than you do into your politics, into your world knowledge. It's sad. It's really sad. We've been tranquilized by the trivial a lot of people buy this BS, but this was not a great victory for Trump. There's, as far as I know, there's still Israel's still shooting, and so there isn't really even a ceasefire. We haven't even gone 24 hours without any anything being shot. But anyway, I guess Iran has agreed to meet and to have talks. But even what Trump says, it has to do with their 10-point proposal, which has a bunch of stuff in there that is just, I don't know why we did this. this is ridiculous, man. But if you think it's legit, I'd like to hear about it. Leave your comment below. Why is this legitimate to you? How do you buy this BS? You know, I just don't get it. I'd like to hear it, but man, don't be so gullible, people, for sure. So here we are. I haven't said nothing about it in weeks, but like I said, this is the changing of a guard is what we're watching here. We are no longer going to be the single military and economic power in the world. Boy, I could go in depth on that in Project for a New American Century. We'll save that for another podcast. I do not agree that 9/11 was an inside job, but I do believe that there were people in powerful places that were aware of what these people were about to do, and they allowed it to happen. I don't believe in debt, you know, demolition charges or no. But there were people in high places that knew that they were going to fly these fucking airplanes into the fucking buildings. And they let it happen because they felt that it was worth that sacrifice to take global control of the world. Project for American Century, it was a think tank. And their fear was correct and real. We are losing our predominance in the world. This is a collapsing empire. One of the shortest empires in world history, as a matter of fact. And so we are losing our grip. And what this has shown, outside of the P.T. Barnum spin from the fucking Trump administration, this is definitely the signaling of a changing of the guard. We went in there, or he went in there thinking that this was going to be, you know, he came out that Saturday morning, hold on, Iranian people, we're going to stop bombing here, and then you guys can take to the streets and take your government, right? He said that the first morning because that's what he fucking thought was going to happen. We got backed off is what happened. We got backed off, and we are incapable of taking the Strait of Hormuz. And that's just a fact. Not without a lot of fucking casualties, man. And that's a fact. So no regime change. Proxy still intact. Missile capability still intact. Same president. Same foreign minister. Same regime. Still hanging onto their enriched uranium. And now they're going to possibly have their sanctions. They're going to keep all that, have their sanctions removed, and have control and be able to charge a toll with the Strait of Hormuz. And you watch, Trump's going to make a deal, make it look like it's a deal for us for making money because we're going to make money off it too. Right? Trump's going to say he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for ending the war that he started. Please share my content on your social media. Have a great day.